please.
Ah. Have you anything to report?
Yes, Your Majesty. I regret to inform you that about 2 hours ago, we lost contact with Quasar One's neural microchip. We can only assume that the chip and Quasar One with it were destroyed.
May we also assume that her mission was a success?
With all due respect, I avoid making any assumption. Rather than assume...
Please, be kind to me, Zebatron.
Rather than assume, we will send the probe to see if Quasar One was successful. The cold, dead planet should now be alive. In fact, it will be quite something to see. Remember, the partial extinction occurred 250 years ago. Since it was not near total, the surviving species should be thriving. Especially now that there are fewer predators. Well, different predators. This could allow for a significant evolutionary surge. Within 20 million years, we might be able
Too
to see...
Too bad we won't be around to witness it.
We could be.
Explain.
The probe we send will take soil samples and atmospheric readings. We have often discussed ending the Nightingale's mission, once we find a planet that is properly habitable. Wouldn't it be fitting for us to establish a colony on the planet that Quasar One herself restored?
Zebatron, rather than send an unwomaned probe, is there any reason why we couldn't send a piloted capsule?
It seems an unnecessary use of our resources without first...
Let me rephrase that, Zebatron. Prepare a piloted capsule. I'm going to examine Helios 3.
You?
You, Your Highness.
Will you defy me? You, General Quagmire, of all people.
Your Majesty, I only mean
She was
to...
my daughter. I wish to visit her grave and see with my own eyes whether or not she succeeded in her mission.
Your Majesty, please take some time to consider...
Statistically speaking, the chances of you arriving on Helios
3
are only...
off.
I don't suppose you'd agree to having a co-pilot, at least. Clarion 4 is especially...
I will go alone.
So the Queen pilots her space capsule to the surface of Helios 3.
Manually guiding the craft. I see what appears to be level, stable ground. I've set a laser target on that area.
We read that target and will control your descent from here.
Prepare for landfall in 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. One. Request status check, my queen.
I've landed safely. Systems appear to be fully operational. Everything here looks good.
Tell me, Your Highness. Tell me, how do things look outside the capsule? Can you hear me, my queen?
No. Please, no.
What do you see?
The planet I'm on is stillborn. It's the same cold, gray, airless moon that Quasar 1 found when she first arrived.
But that's simply not possible.
No atmosphere. No water. No evidence of life of any kind.
But the data would suggest...
I suppose we'll have to accept the fact that Quasar 1 has failed.
She made a noble effort, Your Majesty. No one could deny that.
We knew her chances of success were, while not infinitesimal, extremely improbable.
Yes. Well, you don't know Quasar 1 the way I knew her. If there had been a way, she would have found it. But even so, I suppose it was too much to hope for. Zemtron, you should have just let me assume.
I am sorry, Your Majesty. Genuinely.
Oh, it's fine. It's fine. We had to come and see. We had to know, to be sure.
Perhaps you'd like a moment alone before we bring you back?
Yes, that would be nice. But I wish to ask for your indulgence.
Indulgence? But you are the queen.
Anything.
I would like to walk on this planet. Touch the very ground she walked upon.
What do you say, Zemtron? How dangerous is it?
I see no reason why she couldn't. If there's no atmosphere, the contamination risk is low. That's good news. But she'll need to be careful to flush out the...
Your wish is our command, Your Highness. And if you wish to switch off your communicator for a moment of silence.
Thank you. I shall.
Enjoy your walk, my queen.
Stand by to pressurize suit. Suit pressurized. Prepare to release airlock.
You may open the hatch by your own controls.
Opening capsule hatch now. I'm free to just get out and walk?
Helios 3 is all yours.
We will be here when you're ready to relaunch. Just be careful. Please.
Nightingale, this is Queen. Can you hear me? Queen to Nightingale, can you hear me? Zemtron? Well, off we go then. I hope his calculations were correct.
Warning. The airtight seal of your helmet has been broken. Please replace your helmet or return to a pressurization chamber. Warning.
So this is what it was all for. For 2 hours, I experienced a joy and beauty that no other human would ever know. I walked upon the surface of Helios 3, a verdant, vibrant planet, rich in atmosphere, teeming with life, fragrant with vegetation. I removed my helmet to feel the warmth of the sun upon my face. I sat at the base of a tree and gazed in wonder at the valley that opened below me. At one point, I realized tears were streaming down my cheeks. I had to ask myself, for whom was I weeping? For Quasar One, who gave her life in order for this planet to flourish as it had? For myself, knowing I would soon return to the tiny capsule and to life in the artificially ventilated atmosphere of the spaceship Nightingale? Soon my entire face was streaked with water, and I realized I was caught in a shower of rain. And, anointed by the waters of Helios III Renascent, I returned to my capsule. I returned to Nightingale. Before I sealed myself inside the helmet and spacesuit, I drew one final breath of air from Helios 3.
Please replace your helmet or
and I held in that breath the intoxicating perfume of life uncorrupted.
The airtight seal of your helmet.
And before I exhaled,
broken. Capsule hatch door is sealed.
I carried the breath of life back into my capsule.
Capsule system online.
Queen to Nightingale. I am ready to return.
Capsule system.
Were you able to take samples of soil
control
and
panel.
Atmosphere?
There's nothing more for us to do here. Get me out. Now.
Navigations checked.
Now engaging remote navigation.
Launch sequence activated. Virgo probe ready for launch in 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The Control Group is a production of iHeartRadio, written and directed by Brett Wood, recorded and mixed by Rob Gal, featuring Tess Malice Kincaid, Alexandra Bicken, Hannah Bierman, Minka Wiltz, Mary Kraft, Tim Habiger, and Keith Brooks. Also starring Jennifer Bates, Brandon Duke, Gil Eplin-Frankel, Rachel Frawley, Max Habiger, Shelby Hofer, Daniel May, Kelly O'Neill, Lisa Paulson, Claire Reynolds, Clayton Romero, Richard Harlan Smith, David Weber, Troy Willis, Addison Wood. Special thanks, Sarah Beth Hester, Flournoy Holmes, and Becky Shaw. Music composed and performed by Rob Gal. The executive producer is Ben Bolin. Supervising producer, Paul Deckent.